Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, filling in today for Lori Walsh. We're continuing our future of farming conversations today with Van C. Kelly. He's the Department Head of Agricultural and Biosystems Engineering at South Dakota State University. The ABE department focuses on identifying and improving food production systems and available natural resources for an enhanced agricultural future. Van joins us today from the Janine Basinger Studio on the SDSU campus to discuss new technologies, applications, and methods that are emerging in agriculture. Van, thanks so much for joining us on In the Moment today.
I'm glad to be here, Jackie.
Well, I wonder, first of all, if you can kind of walk us through the ABE department. What are some of the major projects that you're involved in right now? Just a quick overview for our listeners.
Well, what we have in our department is we have three different undergraduate majors. We've got a major in agricultural system technology, which we are working with students on just trying to understand, you know, all the machinery and equipment that are involved in agricultural production systems. We've got a major in agricultural and biosystems engineering, where we're those graduates are more on the design and coming up with new machines, facilities, and equipment for agricultural production. And then we've got our new major, our first in the nation major in precision agriculture, where we partnered with the Agronomy, Horticulture, and Plant Science Department to come forward with a fairly unique major in precision agriculture.
First in the nation major in precision agriculture. Tell us a little bit about that program.
Well, there's probably three aspects of that program. One, in what our department is more focused on, is the machine technology side, where it's where immediately people think about auto steer, but there's a whole lot more technology involved in precision agriculture than that. And so basically we're trying to be able to have a machine that can collect data at a very small level across the field, and then whether we're talking about a planting operation or spraying operation or whatever we're doing, being able to control that very, very precisely as we go across the field. From the agronomy side, that's just having a better understanding of all the variables that go into producing a good crop. And so our friends over in Agronomy, Horticulture, and Plant Science Department are covering that aspect. And then, you know, another term that we've heard is the big data. And so we've also worked with our math department to come up with a couple of unique classes for our students to take as far as understanding how you'd look at data and do the analysis and come up with make decisions on everything, all the information that we're able to collect now.
So these, I imagine these developments improving efficiency and a lot of how we do the business of agriculture, how accessible, how applicable are these new technologies to the smaller family operations as opposed to the bigger corporations that are farming out here?
Well, the one thing that I think the underpinning that we've got in all our teaching that we do and is, you know, what's return on investment. And so technology for technology's sake is great, but at the end of the day, it's got to pay for it. And so one thing that's, I think, a part of just about every class that we do is, depending on what level of technology you're applying to an operation, is it going to pay for itself if you go to the effort to do it? And I think with, you know, with precision ag, we've got the visualization tools now. Instead of looking at a whole field and to say we've got a quarter section and deciding what the profit or loss was on that whole quarter section, it's being able to break that down into small segments and look at each segment and see what the profit and loss was. And so long term, that improves a farmer's ability to manage that field and overall improve profitability.
Right, make maybe faster decisions related to information a little sooner than previously. Interesting. Yes. What are some of the innovations or developments underway right now that excite you most in your work at looking at how we can improve an agricultural future?
Well, one thing I'm excited about is this overall concept of autonomy. And, you know, Raven, you know, sponsored a major sponsor toward our new building that we'll be moving into in a couple of years that construction has just recently started on. But if you look at the press release that they had just yesterday talking about autonomy, I mean, it does really a nice job explaining what they're doing, but also really the direction of the whole industry. Hmm. And so if you think about autonomy, we maybe instantly think about just self-driving tractors, but really it's a lot more complex than that, because if we think about, you know, a field sprayer, first off, the precise guidance of that sprayer going across the field. And so even though you still may have an operator there, being able to go at a high speed and not damage crop takes a high level of being able to precisely guide it through a field. The communication aspect on doing any field operation, on being able to track exactly what was done, where it was done, how it was done, and communicate that back to, say, your farm office or a dispatch center is important. Being able to precisely control if it's a crop protection a chemical that we're applying, being able to know exactly what that rate was, being able to control it precisely is important. Being able to control the droplet size out at the nozzle in real time, depending on what wind speed's doing. And then just something as simply as controlling the boom height above the crop and the bounce is again part of autonomy, in having that vehicle just perform better on its intended operation. So while certainly, you know, field sprayers have been around for decades, the individual autonomy that's happening out there is certainly improving our ability to apply products to a field and do it at a more economical rate and ultimately apply less, so that ultimately we end up being a little bit better, you know, environmental stewards as well.
Hmm. And I'm thinking back on the year that ag producers in our state have had with a wide variety of weather events, low planting for many farmers this year. Are there innovations in the works that you're aware of that might be able to help minimize those losses, or is there really no accounting for acts of God?
Well, I wished I could predict the weather and control it would be even maybe a little bit better. And certainly this season's been a challenge from way back before we started planning. Mm. And back last spring, you know, I had students in class were talking about getting stuck trying to plant. And this morning, a few minutes before I walked over to do this show, I had a student tell me about having a combine stuck last night. Those challenges are forever with us. And sometimes the, you know, Mother Nature makes us make a major change to our best planned future that we can think about, and we have to adapt.
Right. I think we've touched on this a little bit, but I'm curious: are there concerns at all that family farmers won't be able to afford some of these new technologies and access those things that could help them really compete with these larger operations?
Well, I think it really goes back to it gives every producer the knowledge to manage their operation a little bit better, and so. Certainly, a smaller farmer may not have the ability to spread out the cost of a piece of equipment over a large number of acres, but it does provide them the ability to probably better manage what they've got and have, you know, no matter what size the operation is, better understand what their cash flow and the profit and loss on each operation is.
Hmm. As we're talking about the First in the Nation Precision Ag program, I've done a little bit of reporting when that was first announced, but I would like to hear from you what sorts of students are probably the ones that should most consider this new major.
Well, I think any student that thinks that people are going to continue to eat for the next generation probably ought to think about precision agriculture, because as long as we like to eat, we're going to have to produce food for the world, and precision agriculture is really one of the major tools on allowing us to do that more efficiently. A student that lacks technology, a student that lacks crunching some numbers and understanding and working with data, a student that lacks, you know, the science behind agronomy and what it takes to get a seed germinated into growing a productive plant. There's a lot of stuff to be exciting about, and I think some very interesting careers ahead for those students.
Right. In those conversations with students, what are some of the issues that are top of mind for them, or maybe the moments that you see that kind of light bulb go up above their heads when they recognize the importance of what they're learning?
Well, I think what I've heard from a number of students is they look forward to being able to, you know, as through their internships or when they graduate, you know, being out and interacting with farmers and helping apply some of what they've learned in the classroom, as well as just working with farmers and helping them be a little bit more productive.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the problems that are most top of mind for you that garner your attention the most, I guess, when it comes to looking at our agricultural future?
Well, I mean, certainly I'm not an expert on it, but we've seen a lot of attention on our trade policy and on just our prices in general, and certainly that puts a lot of pressure on the agricultural economy, and it certainly makes in investing in the future going forward challenging for some producers.
Right. What else do you want, you know, our listeners who maybe don't live on a farm, haven't had that history, what do you want them to understand about this program and the work being done at SDSU looking ahead at how we can improve these productions?
Well, I think one thing is it's From the standpoint of somebody that doesn't farm and is not involved in it, precision agriculture still benefits them because what we do in a field overall impacts the environmental quality for all of us. And so our ability to apply just the right amount of fertilizer at the right time when the crop's going to use it, to be able to very, very precisely control our chemicals that we apply to crops benefits all of society from improved environmental quality. And so I think precision ag is allowing us to increase production and have good environmental quality at the same time.
My guest has been Dr. Van C. Kelly, Department Head of Agriculture and Biosystems Engineering at South Dakota State University, talking to us a bit about the future of ag technologies, new programs, precision ag major at SDSU, and lots more. Dr. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's great being here, Jackie.